In the news, the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack Wednesday in Tunisia. 23 people were killed when gunmen attacked Tunisia's National Museum. Most of the dead were foreigners. The Islamic State's claim appeared in an online service that carries messages from the group. The American-based Site Intelligence Group said the message appeared to be real. Earlier, Tunisian officials said they arrested 9 people in connection with the attack. Security forces shot and killed 2 of the gunmen. Witnesses said the 2 had been shooting people outside the National Bardo Museum and capturing others as hostages. An unidentified military airplane attacked the official home of Yemen's president in the city of Aden on Thursday. The presidential palace was attacked after competing forces clashed at a nearby airport. Security forces loyal to former Yemeni leader Ali Abdullah Saleh attacked the international airport in Aden early Thursday. The attack led to a battle with militia loyal to President Abdurradu Mansur Hadi. Many countries recognize him as Yemen's leader. The fighting forced the airport to close. Forces on both sides also clashed in other parts of the city. In the capital, Sana'a, a reporter for VOA reported that the plane that attacked the presidential palace was flown from Sana'a. A presidential aide reportedly said Abdurrabu Mansur Hadi is, in his words, safe and secure. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the United States and Israel are each other's greatest allies, and he says they have no choice but to work together. The Israeli leader says he has not spoken with U.S. President Barack Obama since the Israeli elections on Tuesday, but he said he expects they will be in contact soon. Mr. Netanyahu's Likud party won 30 seats in Israel's parliament, the most of any party. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the Israeli leader on Wednesday to congratulate him on the victory. China and Japan have held high-level security talks for the first time in 4 years. Foreign ministry officials of both countries met Thursday in Tokyo. After the meeting, both sides expressed hope for continued improvement in relations. For years, Chinese and Japanese officials had held talks, which also included defense officials. But the meetings were canceled in 2012, after Japan nationalized a group of islands claimed by both countries. Now, words in this story. Claim, noun, saying something as a fact. Airport, noun, a place where airplanes take off and land. Contact, noun, the act of touching or being close to a person or thing. Verb, to meet or communicate with. Security, noun, freedom from danger or harm. Protection, measures necessary to protect a person or place.